The Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett, released his annual letter to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders over the weekend. Buffett is 88 years old. He's worth more than $80 billion. His annual letter is read widely by investors and anybody looking for gems of wisdom from Buffett. For some takeaways from this year's letter, we turn now to Jill Schlesinger, who's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Warren Buffett prides himself on beating the stock market's performance. How'd he do last year?
You know, 2018 was not a great year for any investor. But if you owned Berkshire Hathaway, and there are two different ways they can measure this, but let's look at it by the per share book value of Berkshire Hathaway. 2018 was a slight gain, 0.4%, and that compares with a 4.4% loss in the S&P 500, including dividends. So yes, they beat the index, but it wasn't one of the best years for Berkshire.
Right. It posted a more than $25 billion loss in the fourth quarter of last year. Some of that was the market volatility that we saw in December. Some of it also had to do, apparently, with big investments in Kraft Heinz. It owns nearly a 27% stake. What's happening there?
So Kraft Heinz had a very bad 2018, capped by a horrendous fourth quarter. And one of the big problems that Kraft Heinz reported after the close last Thursday was that it was being investigated by the government about some accounting policies. So this letter that Buffett wrote really reflected fourth quarter of last year. And so as a result, Kraft Heinz, there was a write-down in Berkshire's portfolio. But look, they owned other stuff that was down, whether it was Apple or Bank of America, Wells Fargo. Anyone who has a retirement account knows fourth quarter was a rough go and also was a rough one for Berkshire Hathaway as well.
And what about acquisitions? Warren Buffett's known for chasing, quote, elephant-sized acquisitions, as he puts it. Why hasn't Berkshire Hathaway bagged anyone lately?
Yeah, it's been a few years, actually. Well, look, Buffett explains that unlike the private equity firms that are throwing cash around and paying up for deals, that Buffett and his partner, Charlie Munger, they are just not going to throw their money and pay what they called sky-high prices for businesses that he thinks have just kind of so-so long-term prospects. You know, as a result, what's kind of wild is in this report, we saw that Berkshire has nearly $112 billion in cash. What a swollen balance sheet position. But I think from Buffett's point of view, he said, look, I don't care. I'm not paying up. I'll buy some stocks that are publicly traded, and I'll just be patient.
He also echoed a sentiment that seems to be in vogue right now, and that is don't sweat the federal deficit. It's something we're hearing from everybody from President Trump to Representative Ocasio-Cortez. They seem to be embracing this attitude recently. I wonder why you think that is.
Well, look, I think that the experience has really shown that big deficits, and as Buffett details towards the end of his letter, he goes back 77 years, back to March of 1942, and explains what was going on and how he had feared that deficits increasing would really be detrimental to the economy. And he shows that, look, it hasn't. Yes, it has ballooned, but so far there is no detrimental impact right this minute. I'm not sure that he's willing to say anytime in the future, but certainly right now we don't see high inflation. Interest rates are not going sky high. So I think that he has now sort of tempered that fear of debt and deficits.
Always nice to talk to you. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you, Jill.
Take care.